People who live on the Atlantic and Gulf coasts have grown accustomed to the idea that they might have to evacuate during hurricane season. People who live in areas close to wildfires, they now need to be ready to evacuate in almost any part of the year as the fire season grows longer and longer. Stephanie O'Neill reports.
The view from Rod Thompson's back deck in a rural area of Ojai in Southern California is postcard worthy.
We're looking at the Topatopa Bluffs, and that's Nordoff Ridge there.
But it's a view that comes with a price.
You live with wildfire here.
Oh, yeah. Every 13 to 18 years, thereabouts, we get a wildfire up here.
None, however, as large as last December's Thomas Fire, a 440-square-mile wind-fueled firestorm that started about 5 miles down canyon.
We saw the glow, but the wind was blowing it kind of away from us, and we thought, no problem.
That is, until a second fire erupted under power lines in the hills just above him, sending fire directly at his property.
Looked like about a 60-foot rolling wall of flame.
Thompson stayed and saved his house, but lost several buildings. About 100 other locals lost homes as firefighters focused on an even bigger problem. Wind-whipped flames had jumped from the hills of Ojai and into the city of Ventura, where they raged through suburban hillside neighborhoods. Professor Tom Kova studies wildfire at the University of Utah.
We're getting surprised not just by the time of a fire in terms of the time of year, but also fires going into areas that you wouldn't traditionally even think were wildfire prone.
Last year, wildfires destroyed thousands of homes around California, and this summer it happened again, with wildfire devouring neighborhoods in the city of Redding. Kova says development that's encroached into western wildlands and warmer temperatures are turning wildfire season into a year-round event. Public service announcements now urge Californians to always be prepared.
Wildfires in California are burning hotter, faster, and more unpredictably. Be ready now. Get set by ensuring you know what to take and where to go if you have to evacuate.
Being evacuation ready includes keeping your car filled with gas, locating your pets, planning ahead which items you'll want to take, and most important, knowing what to do if things turn ugly. In 1991, Kova himself was among those evacuated during the deadly Oakland Hills wildfire. Many who died were trapped on traffic-clogged streets.
People need to be ready for everything from it's very easy to get out to they can't get out at all.
If you get trapped, jumping into the nearest swimming pool or taking shelter in a parking lot or sports field can mean the difference between life and death. But the preferred plan, Kova says, is evacuating before a situation becomes dire.
Wildfires do come with some warning, even though we don't think they do.
The most obvious, high temperatures, low humidity, and strong winds. That combination triggers something called a red flag warning by the National Weather Service. And in the West, local news stations broadcast them like weather reports.
Critical fire weather warning. Strong, gusty winds and low humidity making conditions ripe for an explosive brush fire.
Ojai resident Rod Thompson has gone through 4 major wildfires, and he says beyond clearing brush, his wildfire-ready plan includes getting his wife and granddaughters to safety and always keeping a wildfire go bag of sorts with just the essentials, namely family photos, important documents, and research for a book he's writing.
I don't take, you know, any of the valuables. So what? That's replaceable. But these things are irreplaceable. Pictures, family pictures, albums. And they go.
It's a nimble evacuation plan for a region in which wildfire season is now year-round. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie O'Neill in Ojai, California.